From the News Center, a news focus.
The union representing more than 170,000 school employees is praising a new vaccination plan that will make returning to in-person instruction safer for school staff, students, and communities. Pennsylvania's bipartisan COVID-19 vaccine joint task force has approved a plan designating more than 94,000 doses of the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine for school staff members. According to Rich Askey, president of the Pennsylvania State Education Association, that will be a big boost for the entire state's recovery from the pandemic. The plan will make the vaccine available not only to teachers, but to everyone working in the school system, including secretaries, maintenance staff, and school bus drivers. Askey says the initial designation of 94,600 doses of the vaccine isn't quite enough to do the whole job. But he points out that the rapid expansion of vaccine supply means more shots will be coming in the next few weeks.
So I think the governor's goal to get all public school and private school employees vaccinated by the first week of April, that's a doable plan.
With intermediate vaccination units being set up across the state, he believes school employees could start getting their shots in about a week. Deciding to get vaccinated is an individual choice, and Askey encourages those who are concerned about its safety to speak with their doctors. But he says an overwhelming number of PSEA members have been asking for access to the vaccines.
Our members know the importance of safety, know the importance that a vaccination makes in making our schools safer. So I'm happy to encourage everyone to go get their shot because I sure plan on doing that.
He credits Governor Tom Wolf and lawmakers on the Joint Task Force for taking swift action to support education in Pennsylvania by making schools and their staff safer. I'm Andrea Sears.